A punch of wind speeds up to 195 miles an hour, even those gusts over 200. They're worried about flooding. A few deaths have been reported, sadly, including that of a one-year-old so far. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here in the United States, as we have dealt with flooding before, not a massive typhoon, it's kind of a different weather pattern across the board. Some people are starting to report they're even seeing the sights of the white stuff, the snow. Our mothership, the GCN network, had some snow on the ground. Just the other day we were chatting about the snow, and it's certainly predicted to be a wild winter. It's interesting because one of the times of the year when a bad snowstorm, maybe even a blizzard, is supposed to hit the East Coast is when the Super Bowl is being played in New York. Boy, that'd be a Pandora's box, wouldn't it? I think so. All right, speaking of a Pandora's box, it's now sprung open in a different direction. Man who promised Americans that they could keep their health care if they liked it is apologizing to Americans for finding themselves in a situation based on assurances they got from him. In a sit-down interview with Chuck Todd at NBC News, he said, "We got to work hard to make sure that they know we hear them, and we are going to do everything we can to deal with folks who find themselves in a tough position as a consequence of this." The comments on the heels of attempting to clarify what he meant when he assured Americans 3 years ago that they would be able to keep their plans under the Affordable Care Act. And now it's a massive controversy that is actually prompting bipartisan legislation in Congress to address it, bumping the individual mandate for 1 year. I have a feeling the administration will not sign off on that. A Gallup poll conducted just over a week ago showed 36% of Americans said they didn't think that in the long run the Affordable Care Act would make much of a difference to their family's health care situation. Just over a third said the health care law would make matters worse, and one in four say that Obamacare would make things better. Here's the truth about the Affordable Care Act. There is no doubt that if you asked anybody in America, if they had a heart and a pulse and a family, would you like affordable health care? Do you think Americans should have affordable health care? They're going to say yes. But how do you get to that point? You erase state lines and you create competition. Since there was never competition, it allowed monopolies and crazy regulations to explode on the insurance companies too, which created the storm that we found ourselves in. So what you need to know is if you're not feeling the pinch right now, look out, because a different kind of typhoon will smash into your life probably next year. Am I hoping this happens? No. Am I looking at the handwriting on the wall and the bills and the proposals and watching where this is going? Yes. Here are the words we don't like: massive copays, bigger premiums, higher deductibles. This is all part of Obamacare. A shortage of doctors, appointment wait times that are very, very long. All things none of us want to deal with. We want a smoother ride, but we're not going to get it the way this current legislation is set up. It would be nice to think that it would work. But that's magical thinking. And I just can't go there with all of you who have the magical thinking on this one. About 95% of legal U.S. residents get health insurance through private employers who you work for or the federal government. 48 million don't have any coverage. So now they're forced to get coverage or get a $95 fine. I think at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they're going to be very surprised when a big chunk of that 48 million don't jump on health care and decide to take the fine. Because I think that's what's going to happen. And look out when it comes to illegal immigrants. We are already paying, all of us who have health insurance, $1,000 extra a year to ensure that people who are in this country illegally get the health service they need. And now we're talking about completely in a Medicaid situation, getting coverage just flat out. Here's your coverage. And more it seems to be lopsided that the privilege of being an American isn't quite the same privilege of being in the country illegally. In 2010, the Health and Human Services Department told us, they estimated, that up to 67% of individual plans would eventually lose their grandfathered status, which was only conferred if a plan was purchased before the health care law was approved in 2010. So there were warning signs that this eventually was going to fall on your head. But I don't think anybody expected it to fall quite the way it has. And if you're listening and you're young and you're healthy, in this country, they can't get you into a health exchange fast enough. Because that's not happening. The young and the healthy aren't jumping on the exchanges. Therefore, they're tipping the balance in the wrong direction. Because you have to have healthy people on top of the ones that are sick, paying into an exchange. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So that's another aspect that probably blows up. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we have our cheap movie review plus Jack Down Under getting ready to be a papa again over the weekend. Has his DVD highlights that include a cult classic. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Everyone, Jack Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. Amanda Seyfried takes on maybe one of her most controversial roles ever in tackling the story of Linda Lovelace, who was used and abused by the porn industry at the behest of her coercive husband, before finding the strength in herself to take control of her own life. Lovelace also stars fellow Big Love cast member Chloe Sevigny. A playwright stages a suicide in an attempt to win back her ex, only to wind up in the custody of her gambling-addicted mother. Girl most likely stars Kirsten Wiig and Annette Bening. November 22, 1963 was a day that changed the world forever when young American President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. This film follows, almost in real time, a handful of individuals forced to make split-second decisions after an event that would change their lives forever and alter the world's landscape. Parkland stars Zac Efron and Billy Bob Thornton. Rivalry between a manipulative boss of an advertising agency and her talented protege escalates from stealing credit to public humiliation and then to murder. Passion stars Rachel McAdams. Based on the 1930s classic by Faulkner, it is the story of the death of Audie Bundren and her family's quest to honour her wish to be buried in the nearby town of Jefferson. As I Lay Dying stars James Franco. TV series out this week include Season 7 of Ice Road Truckers, Law & Order the 13th Year, Mad Men Season 6, and the second season of The Magic City. At the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month saw the cessation of fighting in 1918 that brought about the end of the First World War. And this is the theme of this week's cult movie, Johnny Got His Gun. Joe, a young American soldier, is hit by a mortar shell on the last day of the war. He lies in a hospital bed in a fate worse than death. A quadruple amputee, he has lost his arms, legs, ears, eyes, mouth, nose, but he remains conscious and able to think, thereby reliving his life through strange dreams and memories, unable to distinguish whether he is awake or dreaming. He remains frustrated with his situation until the day he discovers a unique way to communicate with his caregivers. This film received only minor success at its time of release, but became well known in 1989 when it was incorporated to the music video from the band Metallica. That song was called One, and it turned this film into a cult icon. Eventually, the members of the band bought the rights to the film in order to keep showing their music video without routinely paying royalties. I'll be back next week with more new releases on DVD and Blu-ray and a forgotten cult classic right here on America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Great job, Jack, as always. Interesting. Looking at the DVD, sometimes it's more interesting to rent, I think, one of the DVDs than it is to actually go to the movies. I think this is going to have a huge opening week, Thor: The Dark World. And the reason why is because, you know, the whole comic book thing has really exploded. You have Chris Hemsworth, who's in it, and Natalie Portman, and a whole bunch of other names you would probably recognize. But do you know the story of Thor? Take a listen to this.
After all this time, now you come to visit me, brother. Why? To mock. I need your help. But I wish I could trust you. If you did, you'd be the fool I always took you for.
Some believe that before the universe, there was nothing. They're wrong. There was darkness, and it has survived.
I gave you my word. I would return for you. Face an enemy.
No, no need to a few.
No, no need to one. You must be truly desperate to come to me for help.
If we do nothing, they will destroy us.
You even think about betraying him?
I'll kill you. That was from New York.
I like her.
Thor, your bravery will not ease your pain. Your family, your world will be extinguished.
We're running out of time.
The very fabric of reality will be torn apart.
I'll find a way to save us all.
The Dark World. Actually, this will probably be a good rental if you like that kind of stuff, if you have grandkids or kids or, you know, whatever. To see it on the big screen, I don't know. I don't know if I would go do it. I think I might wait for that one. The Lance Armstrong story. It's in kind of a limited release. It's a long movie, 2 hours, 3 minutes, but it talks about his unraveling and the extraordinary impact he had in the sports world. He definitely did. Check this out.
I like to win, but more than anything, I can't stand the idea of losing, because to me that equals death.
In 2009, I set out to make a film about Lance Armstrong's comeback year.
Lance, how you feeling?
Nervous, but that's good.
I wasn't naive about past doping allegations.
Never tested positive.
They think he has.
He didn't.
But I couldn't help but root for the old pro.
If I win again, they're not gonna... They can't say that. They cannot.
Well, you can, but...
He had lied to me, straight to my face, all throughout 2009.
UCI would ban Lance Armstrong from cycling.
When the truth came out, I told him he owed me an explanation.
After the years and years of just the most amazing denial.
I can emphatically say I'm not on drugs.
He agreed to sit down one more time.
I certainly was very confident that I would never be caught.
The gift that he has is his gift as a storyteller.
A cancer survivor overcoming the disease comes back and wins.
Yeah, they like that.
Even in 1999, steroids showed up in a urine test.
So the guy scoured the internet, and we found one that was indeed a cream.
Cream for what we call a saddle sore.
such a huge number of people wanted to believe that they hated anyone who didn't believe.
I mean, I'm all for a clean game, but this is ridiculous.
He was an immensely intimidating person.
You are not worth the chair that you're sitting on.
If you crossed him, you were doomed.
There are people who have really been ruined.
Lance wanted to humiliate Frankie, and he wanted to get back at me.
From that point on, I was shunned, banned from everybody, and a lot of people, you know, would look at me, shake my hand.
That celebrity is what gave him such immense power.
Simply, you don't recall this.
How many times have I said it?
This is not a story about doping. It's a story about power, and the story became hanging on to that power.
Let's get to the real nature and the real detail of the story.
We haven't heard it yet.
Is the truth.
All right, so Lance Armstrong once again, and this time sitting down in a much different way. We move from that sort of documentary to Best Man Down, a little levity perhaps.
Thanks again for that loan.
Consider it a wedding gift, okay?
No, I'm paying you back for that. It was way too much.
No, I'm serious. I didn't get you a wedding gift.
Just man up and drink.
I can't think of a time when Lumpy wasn't either drunk or naked or both.
Why don't you call
tonight?
Just put him in line, maybe?
I don't know. There's blood all over his room.
Everyone is just devastated.
We're going to have to use the honeymoon money for the funeral.
Our honeymoon?
I don't know what you want me to say. He was your best friend. I knew Lumpy better than anyone.
Will you hold this? It's Lumpy's.
There are only 6 numbers stored. 2 of them are for pizza delivery. Not a joke. Who's Ramsey Anderson?
Aren't you going to work?
Hey, baby.
Can I talk to you? Did you get it?
Tried. One of the security things went off and I got busted for shoplifting.
I asked you to do one thing. One stupid little thing.
Don't mess up again. I'm afraid we have some bad news.
I need a ride to the funeral. Can I go with you guys?
Sure. That was the coroner. Apparently Lumpy didn't bleed to death. He had a heart failure.
Did you know that Lumpy had a heart condition?
I don't think Lumpy knew he had a heart condition.
He knew. He knew about his heart.
So Lumpy told you he had a heart defect. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know where he's working. I don't really know anything about the guy, as it turns out. He told a 15-year-old girl he was dying. I just wish he told me.
Enjoy the weekend and catch a movie or two or kick back and watch a DVD.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Fascinating thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised that you never told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you. Fascinating new thing you seem making.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with us here on the show. Coming up in our last segment, we'll talk again with Mark Stevens about DWIs and the rise in DWIs and what he sees during the holiday season and things to look for and all of that, and how he feels that so much of it is a trap. And oftentimes it's not just you're thinking, oh, that person must have been drunk. That a lot of times it's not, and they get slammed with in a ridiculous mess that it's hard to really get out of. And that's why he went into that kind of law. Anyway, we'll talk with Mark Stevens. But right now, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one comes to us from Matthew, listening to us in Missouri, and Matthew says, Kate, I know you are all about the Mother Nature stuff, although I haven't heard you talk lately about it. I am sure you're all over the super typhoon. They say it's one of the biggest storms to ever smash into the Philippines. What's the latest that you know? Man, I've just been watching this thing all over the Weather Channel. Nasty stuff. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Matthew, because there's like they say there's about 20 million plus people that could be in the path of this, and it smashed into the Philippines on Friday morning. and it just plows across those islands. They had people in shelters, and flights, of course, were canceled. Of course, there's not getting anywhere there. Because you're talking about winds about 195 miles an hour. And the president, Benigno Aquino, warned the nation that you better batten down because this is a calamity. I mean, this is something you don't bounce back easy from. They said all roads were impassable because of fallen trees. It's too hard to gauge the level of destruction at this point because they're just going through this right now. But when you have a super typhoon, it means speeds of more than 240 miles an hour for at least a minute. For at least a minute. That is crazy. And only a handful of people have been killed so far, but tell that to the people who lost those people, including a one-year-old baby. And they're trying. They've lost communications with some of the people. Oh, he's right. You see that weather pattern. It looks like a giant saw cutting across there. So they're ready to respond, but they can't do it with those kind of winds. They can't get planes there, can't do any of that kind of stuff until it's done. I mean, you know, until they know it's completely over. And when you live in those islands, you live in the Philippines, live in those other islands, they say they get an average of 20 typhoons every year. I mean, some of them turn into be nothing, but wow, 20 typhoons. That is crazy. And if you saw the weather pattern, you know, the shots they take from above, it would look like nobody would survive. All right, let's take our next one. This one comes to us from ICE. I know there's a joke in there. ICE, ICE, baby. All right, so ICE says, Kate, this healthcare thing has me just absolutely enraged. And I don't even know why I'm enraged because I work for a good employer. I have healthcare. It's not changing. And I'm not one of those people. But I'm hearing too many stories in my own neighborhood, and I'm just so tired of hearing them. First, you lose the insurance. No, you're not going to lose the insurance. And I have a lot of friends who are self-employed, and they're having to dig deep to pay bigger premiums. And they know the deductibles aren't great either. So what's the difference with the health care? I don't see it, at least not yet anyway. Yeah, I guess, you know, looking at it, that's tough. It's tough because it's what we keep saying. First of all, we don't have an exact count. We know the count for people who signed up is very limited at this point. Coverage-wise, I mean, of course, it's like I always say, who's going to say they don't want good coverage? Oh, no, I want crappy coverage. Sign me up for the crappiest coverage I can get. And they want it to be affordable, but the problem with the exchanges is a very obvious one. With the exchanges, what are you going to do when you have not enough healthy people to go around to jump on the rolls and help the sicker people to keep the premium amount down? And that's not happening so far. And I think there are going to be a lot of people that take that $95 fine. I do. I think they're going to be very surprised. That was supposed to be an incentive to get people on insurance. And I think they'll be very surprised by the reaction. All right, here's another one as I go off in 10 tangents. Here's another one from Paulie D. And Paulie D says, I know you used to do news you can abuse, and I found a good one for you. I don't know if you came across this, Kate, or not, but thank goodness, apparently, he surprised everybody instead of ending up in a coffin. It was just a crazy night. And the story that I saw on the news was he was out and passed out on a bench in Poland. They called an ambulance. He was whisked away. Next thing you know, he was in a body bag and was screaming for help. He rolled off the table and got himself away from his premature death. He was smashed. He was drunk. And they assumed he was dead, I guess. I don't know. He could file a suit against that hospital. He definitely could fall. I mean, he's inside a sealed bag. I think he's got a good suit. And, of course, it has to go through the courts in Poland. But I think he would have a very good lawsuit. How frightening would that be to wake up and you're in a body bag? Whew. Thank goodness he woke up, because who knows what they would have done with him. There's the other, there's like the, oh yeah, that's the other side of it. But that's a scary other side, isn't it? That you'd be in a morgue somewhere and the next thing you know you're in a coffin and you're smashing against it, you're trying to get out of it. Oof. That would spook the person who was wheeling you down the hallway or wherever with in the coffin. My, oh my. Terrible. The next one is from Haley, who says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to the show off and on for the entire time that you've been on the network. Congratulations on your longevity. It's always fun. You add some interesting things. You talk about what you think the main fare is. But throwing in the extras, I really, really appreciate it. Really. And I'm wondering, when you see what's happening with healthcare, how many folks like myself, because I'm going to be in that crowd, opt out of getting healthcare because I can certainly afford $95 versus double what I'm paying in the premiums. Well, this is the problem. The premiums, the deductibles, the insurance for a rainy day. I guess you could wonder if somebody could get, well, they could. You can get catastrophic insurance and not have to pay as much. The premiums would be much lower. Here's one, last one, from Carrie listening to us in the great state of Tennessee. And Carrie says, maybe the biggest irony of all is Ed Snowden, as he is persuading coworkers in Hawaii to give him their login credentials. He was able to get that classified material that he wanted, so he was targeting some people. They say he might have persuaded between 20 and 25 fellow workers at the NSA regional operations in Hawaii to give him their logins and passwords. Wow. And they're not thinking anything about it because he works with them. So you could say, well, why would you do that? Why would you give your login and your password? I mean, why would you give that to somebody that you're working with? And the answer is you probably wouldn't, except for that they're one of the trusted people that are working with you, and you see them day in and day out. And that's the key thing. You trust them. You're not thinking they're a spy or they're going to do something toward the other people that are in the room or in the house or whatever. I mean, come on. You're not thinking that. I wouldn't think that. And I would think they would have vetted the person out a lot better. I would have thought for sure they would have done that. All right, as I keep mentioning, coming up around the bend, we're going to talk with Mark Stevens, his attorney, about DWIs and some of the misconceptions that are out there. And some of the things that you can do when you're pulled over. If you're pulled over and you've just had a cocktail is one thing. When you've been pulled over and you've had 10, then shame on you. So he's not advocating drinking and driving, but he's saying a lot of people get trapped and there's no way justice is served. Stay with us. We're climbing up the wall. I'll meet you on the other side.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1
Sun is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all-natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Time, and you know what that means? That means there's more road traps that are set up all over the country. I don't care where you live. You start to see them pop up more. People panic, and they say the strangest things to cops. You have to be very careful because often it leads to things that didn't need to happen, and you get trapped in terrible situations when it comes to DWI. Even if you're not, you've had like one drink, I've heard of crazy things happening to some people I know because they just blurt out information. We've had him on before, Mark Stevens, DWI attorney. His website, terrific, buybuydwi.com. Mark, so is it true? Do you see that more people come to your office? Your phone rings off the hook during the holidays?
Yeah, there is a big spike. There are a couple of times a year. One is, during the summertime around the 4th of July and then around there. And, also the biggest time though is like the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. That's the number one night for DWI arrests, through the end of, New Year's. And,
wow.
If the Patriots are, if a local team is in the Super Bowl, that can cause, some more partying and stuff like that. So, there is a spike in activity and DWI activity, and it's part the number of, social gatherings that occur during that time. And the other part of it is there are a lot more cops on overtime on the road on those nights.
Yeah. What advice can you give people? I think it's really true. People who aren't drunk get pulled over and there's kind of a weird panic that goes through their mind. I think when they're pulled over, even if they've had just one drink. Why? Is it just something about the uniform, the way you're questioned? What is it?
Sure. It's a little bit of both. It's a panic, and it's usually people that have never been in trouble before that get arrested for DWI. They tend to admit things that a more savvy litigant might not. They're more willing, more free to freely give the cops information, like I've had two drinks. or something like that. Once you've told the cop you've had a couple of drinks and he smells it and they ask you to get out of the car for field sobriety tests, you're probably getting arrested. So it's one of those things where just something that, that seems innocent to the you know, person who's never been in trouble before, to a cop is just an indicator of impairment, and the night goes downhill from there.
And some people will just try to go it on their own. Do you advise to get an attorney when you're in that situation?
Yes, you should at least speak with an attorney. Most attorneys give a free consultation, and you should at least speak with an attorney to find out what your options are. It's very, very difficult to defend yourself in one of these situations. It's a very technical area of the law, including, you know, the preliminary hearings and the motions that you might file and how to attack a breath test if you took one. It's really something that you should hire a defense lawyer for, and somebody that primarily does DWI work.
Yeah, we've talked about this before. What are the demographics primarily? Most of the people that you see, are they younger, older, or is it across the board?
It's across the board. It's a complete mix, a complete cross section. You know, everybody from 16-year-olds up to clients in their 60s and 70s, and male, female is not really a you know, any kind of demographic group that tends to dominate the DWI arrest. It really is across the board. It's something that could happen to anybody.
Yeah. Do you find that, I could imagine someone older who's never had any dealings with the law or any problems, they would have to be scared out of their minds. With the older clients, sometimes are they more freaked out by, wow, how did I get in this situation?
Sometimes, and sometimes they tend to blurt out a little bit more, like they you know, the older one gets, the more likely you are to be on some kind of medication. And, you know, if you tell the cops that you've had medications plus a couple of drinks, you're going, you're getting arrested pretty quickly. It's something you might want to keep to yourself.
So when you get in that, when you represent someone and they've done that, how do you untangle that? I mean, that's pretty tough. Are you trying to reduce things? Are you trying to prove that, hey, this isn't a normal? I mean, what do you do? You get a case like
what are the steps? In that last situation, Kate, if a person had admitted that they took medication, and, you know, the cops assume that, that everything has an additive effect, and sometimes that's not necessarily the case. Sometimes some medications might tend to neutralize the effects of alcohol or diminish them. And if the person has experienced taking a certain type of medication, they develop, you know, their body tends to get used to it, and they can function quite normally. They might take it every day, go to work taking it, drive taking it, and you want to get their medical records and find out what their history is. And if they're taking a clinical dose of medication, it doesn't necessarily mean that just because they took it that they're impaired by it. Quite to the contrary, it tends to show that, you know, they're used to this.
Yeah. How many cases do you estimate over the years that you've covered? If somebody, you know, ballpark it for me, thousands? How many?
I go to trial about once a week, so, you know, about 50 a year. I've been doing this for about 13 years.
Wow. Do you remember your first one? What was that like?
I do remember my first one, actually. Everyone remembers their first time, and you would do things differently, you know, if you went back in time. But I won my first one. It was a .08, a person right on the line, and he wanted to testify, and he did, and he testified that he drank 10 beers. And, you know, nowadays I don't think I'd put somebody on the stand to say that they had 10 beers, but this guy drank 10 beers or 12 beers every single day, so that his tolerance level was pretty good. His field tests were pretty good, and his test was right on the line, and that ended up being a not guilty because he just sounded honest when he testified. And, you know, part of my argument was nobody would make up drinking 10 beers, you know, and the field sobriety tests were pretty good. But, you know, you tend not to put the client on the stand. It's always their choice, but if they've had more than two or three.
What would be, you know, of all the cases that you cover, you say 50 times a year you go to trial, which is interesting because a lot of lawyers don't even end up in trial. And this, that's the kind of thing where it doesn't set, you know, you don't get many settlements, right? Or you do.
Probably about half of them settle to some kind of reduced charge, you know, reckless driving or something like that. Or, you know, if a person has a second offense, reducing it to a first offense so they avoid jail, things like that. There's probably about half again, you know, 50 of those or so a year or two.
Yeah. Do you ever advise clients, like if you know someone is just, they're lucky with what happened with them and they were on the other side of that, they didn't kill anyone, do you advise them, hey, man, this is the time to look in the mirror and say, thank goodness, and go and get help or something? Do you ever say that and get close to some of these people?
Sure. Sometimes, you know, people also want to do that to try and, you know, gain some advantage of sentencing in court, too. So that's not uncommon to advise somebody to go and get some help and everything. So yeah, those discussions are fairly common.
As far as the laws are concerned, do you think the laws are getting tougher? Do you think the laws are fair, or does it all depend on individual
cases? No, they're not.
Cases?
They get tougher every year. The legislators around the country just, you know, stumble over themselves trying to make the DWI laws tougher and trying to look like they're tough on crime, and this one in particular. You know, it never gets better for us. The defense never catch a break with changes in the law. It's always geared towards punishing them more harshly, you know, putting interlock devices in their cars so they can't start them, you know, things like that.
Yeah, does it, well, because as what you said, the idea is that it's a layup thing to really appeal to, wow, we just can't have all these drunk drivers out there and people are irresponsible and whatever. So they're not going to get much blowback on that. So to fight on the other side and say, whoa, some of these laws are ridiculous. It is the letter of the law. That's a lot tougher, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hard to because, you know, no one who's running for office is going to run on a platform of give a drunk a break, you know.
Yeah.
Look how tough I am. Some of the penalties for first offense for a person with no record are really, really ominous, you know. So that's what drives a lot of people to fight their case, because whether they're innocent or not, they just can't take the punishment that goes with it.
Yeah. I asked you about your first case. What's the case you're most proud of?
That's a great question. There's a lot of them, really. Someone asked me that the other day at a course, and one that sticks out in my mind was I represented a kid who was charged with driving into a an electrical substation. He took out the power in his town, and he sawed his truck right in half, and there's serious bodily injury of both of the two people that were in the truck, and his blood alcohol concentration was about a 2.5. And didn't have a license. So he was charged with operating without a license, you know, an aggravated DUI for the serious bodily injury and, you know, a bunch of other, you know, add-on charges. But what happened was we did an accident reconstruction, and we proved that he wasn't the driver, even though he ended up in the driver's seat. They could tell by the belt marks and things on his body from the hospital records that he had actually been the passenger in this instance. And the case didn't get dropped until we actually were in the middle of a jury selection, and it was finally dismissed. But that was a kid who, if you look at it on its face and you look at the headline, 0.25 blood, serious accident, everybody hurt, what a bad guy, until you peel back the onion and you realize this person wasn't even driving.
Wow. I can understand why that would be high on the your hit list. Sadly, it's what you're saying. That's what happens sometimes. You never hear the other side of that story, for sure. Mark Stevens, as always, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome, kid. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.